أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. Today is 10 September 2009, the night of 21st Ramadan 1430 Hijri, which is the second Laylatul Qadr, and fifth session of the topic of Laylatul Qadr, inshallah, we are going to hold. As it is very recommended, we are giving some of our times to studies and mubahisat and attaining the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His creation, with the hope of it is very much highly rewarding. And I tell you, one important thing is with this type of topics that we are learning, apart from the reward, of course, the reward of it is one thing. But basically, learning these things, I tell you, you do not even want any reward when you do it, because learning this will make us reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma'arif reaches us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when I would be surprised to know, which I know it doesn't exist, I will be surprised to know anyone reaches to Allah and then looks for the rewards of Allah. So that is basically what happens in Ma'arif. So inshallah, we are hoping to be one of those people who reach to Allah. Aghai Nasir, Brother Nasir, can you keep that door closed now? It's getting a bit cold. Yes, please, close it. And I also pray that Allah has accepted our a'mal, that Joshan Kabir that we read during the reading of Joshan Kabir. I had a very good time in with the some of the meanings of Joshan Kabir, some of those Asma'ullah. They are really, especially I do feel, I don't know if you all do the same, share the same feeling or not, with these studies we have, every time we come and read these du'as, we find a different meaning of them. But of course, it's not, it wouldn't happen for all the Joshan Kabir for us at the moment, but some of those things are becoming more meaningful now. So basically, where or what we discussed last session about Laylatul Qadr, I explained to you about Tanazzulat al-Wujud, which I showed how wujud from that very high level of it, the way it descends down. Tanazzulat means, you understand, Avin, what is Tanazzulat? Descending. Enzal means descending. Yeah. Tanazzulat means the things which are descended. Tanazzulat al-Wujud. If anywhere I make a mistake, Dr. Muhammad corrects me, because these are Al-Arabic. Tanazzulat al-Wujud, that is when, with the process of manifestation, that main wujud, what was the main wujud and wajibul wujud, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when wajibul wujud, or that the real wujud, manifests itself in the lower levels, that those things coming down, they are called tanazzulatul wujud. Ali Aqa, can you help in drawing something similar to what I did? Because I might need it again. So while you try to do, I continue my talk.
What would you like, the light one?
No, the fountain ones, yeah. I hope you do a good one, not light one. So just the 3-4 levels is enough. So in those Tanazzulat al-Wujud, then I discussed with you, I brought to your attention some fact that we had discussed before. I asked Imam Zaman to help me to to make my point understood. Then we discuss about Qa'ide Ashraf, the principle of high. What do you translate that in English? Principle of, I've done it once, I've said it, principle of highness. But anyway, it shouldn't be very much particular. It would have been good if I knew the exact English word, but Qa'ide Ashraf, principle of, that's a principle in creation of Allah, which I explained that Allah creates the best thing first. Allah does not create the lower things first and then decide, now I want to make a better thing. Because Allah is all knowledge. So in that Qa'ide Ashraf which we discussed, we said Allah must have created His first and best thing, His best thing and highest thing, highest creature at first. And then I said very simple evidence that it is not befitting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have any creature higher than insan, but the whole Qur'an, He doesn't talk about it. If you look at Qur'an, the whole Qur'an is talk of insan. So that is quite clear. I really sometimes I feel there's no need for some of these things to be proved. I mean, they're so obvious, they're so evident. It is like, I want to prove you this is coffee. Do I have to prove this is coffee? This is coffee. Coffee is coffee. I taste it, it is coffee. But some of those things are like that. That when is wanting to prove Quran is about insan, and wanting to prove insan is the highest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the highest creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, going on the same line, insan being the highest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have to accept that the first highest creation, which is the first creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, must have been insan. But do not get confused. I know some of you might look at, saying with yourself, what the whole creation was there? The whole galaxies and the whole, universes were made, and then the earth was made, and for billions of years, what the scientists say, for billions of years this earth was working, and then only insan started, appeared only few thousand years ago. But remember, this is the order of material creation. This is order of material appearance. The order of material appearance is absolutely different from the order of creation from higher awalim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates things in alam amr. And alam amr is when Allah says, kun fayakun. When He says kun fayakun means, Allah says be, it becomes. When Allah says be, it becomes, it doesn't mean Allah like us talks and say be, then it becomes. I mean, that only means Allah wills that gets created. So alam amr is those higher awalim. Alam amr is, I show you your alam amr now. You all have alam amr. My alam amr is, example of, I want to make a car. I made it, finished. In alam amr, that car is made. Because I said, insan has also this ability of kun fayakun. But because we have nufus al-za'if, we cannot bring that to alam al-khalq yet. Once insan goes to barzakh and to qiyamah, there is a very interesting hadith that angels bring in Jannah. They bring a letter from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that letter, Allah is addressing the people of Jannah from Hayyul Lazi La Yamu Min al Hayyul Ghayyum or Min al Hayyul Lazi Min al Hayyul Ghayyum Ila al Hayyul Ghayyum or Hayyul Ghayyum La Yamut. The same thing. From the one who is Hay and Ghayyum, who does not vanish and perish, to the one who is Hay, means alive, and Ghayyum. Qayyum. So, he can be Qayyum. Qayyum was, of course, for our own. Yeah, you are Qayyum. All the things that you create in your nafs is Qayyum to you. If you are not there, they are not there. If you think, that very thing I just told you, that I just created a car. That is Qayyum. I'm Qayyum for that car. Because if I'm not there, that doesn't exist. So in that level of Amr, for us, I created that car. But now when I go home, or when I go out from here, I want to make that car. Then I have, of course, I have to design it and image it first. Then I bring it to Alame Barzakh. The moment I image it, it comes to Alame Barzakh. The moment I go and buy the things that I need to make it with, from material stuff, like some metal, some wood, or whatever I make it with, then I'm bringing it to Alame Khalq. For Allah is the same thing. For Allah is the same thing. Allah wills, it happens. But coming to Alam al-Khalq, it takes time. Imagine. A good example is, someone is married, wants a child. Allah wills he have a child, or she has a child. That has happened. But it's a matter of that person must have a certain type of food gradually, then he has to marry, then the nutfah must be made, and gradually it comes to outside. So that is how Alam al-Khalq has got a different order. So when we look at this universe as a whole, in material universe, and we see that insan was the last thing, almost nearly the last thing was created, we should not take it as, okay, so what is Amu Sayyid saying, that insan is the first thing. It is not the same thing. And even when it comes to Alam al-Khalq, which is Alam al-Matter, even we see Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam was the last prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas we know he is the first creation. He himself says, أَوَّلُ مَا خَلَقُ اللَّهُ نُورِي. He says, I was the first thing, not first insan. First thing that Allah ever created. So, putting those notions and things together, that Allah created first insan kamil. Allah has created his best creature, highest creature first, which is insan. But even within insan, the same thing applies. Okay, which insan he has created first? He must have created the highest insan. He wouldn't create first, other normal, ordinary people, and then the other a'imma or ma'asumin. So Allah, based on the same rule, must, when we say must, it's not that we say to him, we are not telling him, must. It is his own must. He must have created the highest level of insan first. And who is the highest level of insan? It must be, we call them insan kamil, we call them prophets sallallahu alaihi wasallam, imams. But what, you know, my question is not about, when I say what, it's not about who. It is about what type of insan it must be. The type of insan it must be, say salawat. Remember, if you refer to Quran, we will see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, when in his dialogue between insan and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Hazrat Adam and angels, Allah, then he says, "Inni ja'alun fil arzi khalifa." And then when he talks about allama, with the word of allama means it comes from ta'lim and ilm, that means khalifatship, successorship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes